Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by David Englund, the General Manager at Mojo Selling Solutions. David has nearly two decades of experience in sales and management and leverages these skills to provide the highest quality services for Mojo clients. David is a firm believer that every customer should be kept for life and strives for constant improvement, innovation, and refinement of the lead management, dialer, and data organization systems that create a more efficient sales process for Mojo Selling Solutions clients. David joins us to talk about the Mojo Dialer and how industry-leading phone prospecting technologies from Mojo can help agents to gain a true competitive advantage in their marketplace. Now, let's welcome David to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Producer. So a lot of you guys who listen to the radio show on a regular basis every day, you know that we often feature vendors, people that are in the business of selling stuff to realtors. And I think you guys probably know Julie and I well enough by now that we're not a big advocate of buying leads. I think you could pretty much, say that we hate the idea of you guys buying buyer leads. I mean, if we're just being completely honest. And there's a list of companies that we always will suggest you guys use. And the company today that and the representative from the company today is one of those rare companies that are out there that we're real fans of, to be honest with you. And we have no sort of business relationship with these guys. This is just a great company to be associated with because they deliver a great product. And our coaching clients that use them love them. Welcome to today's call, David Englund from Mojo Sells. David, thank you for being on today's show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Tim. I appreciate it.
So let's tell them a little bit about what Mojo Sells does. And anyone who works FSBOs and expireds, if you're not familiar with Mojo Sells, well, you need to be. So, David?
Sure. Mojo started out 7 years ago now in the real estate market, and what it's grown into, it started out as a dialing company, or our dialing service called the Mojo Dialer, and it's kind of morphed years later into an all-in-one prospecting solution for the real estate market. So it includes multiple channels, if you will. We've got the dialer, we've got the lead manager, we've got now the data for these agents to dial on and to prospect with, as well as a suite of mobile applications. So it's a nice, rounded out product that a real estate agent can subscribe to one or all of what we offer, and then use that to build their book of business. And for the most part, the majority of the real estate agents we have as clients really go after the seller leads with our system.
That's right, and that is the bottom line. And you guys can see why we're big advocates of Mojo Sells, because they do have a really incredible system that helps you guys make more contacts to more sellers quicker. And if you're not a listing agent, especially going to 2015, if you're not getting a majority of your income from home sellers, you need to seriously reconsider your business plan and pivoting towards sellers. The days of buying buyer leads are coming to an end, and the listing agents more than ever are going to dominate the market. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of how Mojo Sells works. And if you could just kind of walk a typical, because, we have 50,000 people that typically listen to us per month, agents, almost all of them. And I would say, realistically, if I'm lucky, 10% are actually working their, FSBOs, expires, centers of influence, past clients, and all the other sources you'd normally contact by phones. So I'll set it up for you. Normally, obviously, guys, if you're not using Mojo Sells, you're going to be having to look in your database, dial a phone number, wait for it to ring, maybe have a conversation if they answer, maybe leave a voicemail if they don't, hang up, do it all over again, keep on doing it. And so the time, let's say you set aside an hour a day, the amount of time, if you add it all up together, between the actual you know, conversations with people can be a majority of your time. And so you got an hour a day, and let's say your goal is to make 10 actual honest to God contacts in that hour, and yet you're spending all your time waiting on the phone for someone to answer, looking for a phone number. It's highly inefficient, and Mojo Cells removes literally all of that. So, I mean, I basically did your job for you here, David, but is there anything I'm forgetting?
No, you just nailed it. I mean, if an agent is absolutely committed, which, like you pointed out, moving forward, this is, you know, prospecting on the phone is clearly the path to success moving forward. Like, I fully agree with you on the whole buyer lead segment. I think that that's going to be less and less. That's a take up less and less of an agent's time. And so basically, yeah, if someone's committed to prospecting on the phone, doing it by hand, it just doesn't work. Managing your leads, picking up the phone, dialing by hand, waiting the 36 seconds or so for that to ring out to a no answer or a voicemail, dropping the voicemail, moving on to the next one. You know, it's that effort is actually what causes the most call reluctance for real estate agents to move past the marketing themselves in glossy ads and dealing with buyers to the more lucrative prospecting for listings.
Well, hold on. You said something. Sorry for interrupting you.
Sure.
But you said something very interesting. I hadn't thought about this before, so I'm going to drill down on it. You said the 36 seconds between calls and all the, you know, all this sort of, you know, built-in consternation leads to call reluctance. Could you explain what you mean by that?
Sure. So most people think that the call reluctance, number one call reluctance, is the actual sounding like a telemarketer or that fear of their image being corroded by prospecting on the phone. You know, what are people going to think of me? I'm a real estate agent. I've spent all this money on my image, and now I'm making phone calls. It feels like I'm going backwards. But see, that's actually not the number one form of call reluctance that we see. Well, the actual number one form of call reluctance that we see is people who have experienced doing it manually. If we don't get the message across as real estate's number one prospecting solution, that Mojo's, you know, number one feature is getting rid of all of that extra work, then we don't gain a customer. So that's one of the things that we have to do. And as a real estate coach, as a sales coach, that's one of the, you know, the roadblocks you probably have to get people to prospect is that fear of reluctance or, you know, that technology getting in the way or the extra work that goes into making those calls manually. And that's why we came up with the Mojo Dial and Real Estate Service.
David, that's a really good point because, you know, that is, you're saying basically the frustration of having to go through doing the calling manually does burn people out. You know, that is a very that has to be a very fundamental truth, you know, just not having
it. And that's where Mojo comes into play.
So let's talk about Mojo. And this, it is pretty, I mean, it's pretty damn cool to actually see the Mojo dialer working. So let's, you know, an agent sits down, or actually,
yep,
we always coach you guys to stand up, have your computer on a podium, have your scripts on the wall, have your objection handlers on the wall, you know, call every day at the same scheduled time. So you're there, you dial into the Mojo dialer, take it from there.
Yep, so you go to our website, you log into our web-based platform. On your screen in front of you is the Mojo dialer. You know, at some point, we got to fill in the part where you need data to call, right? So
yep,
either you're using one of our preferred vendors or you're using, you know, we can talk about this later if you want to go down that road, or you're using the Mojo Lead Store. But basically, you have people you need to call. What you do is you pick up your phone, you dial into a phone number that we present to you as an agent on the screen, and either, you know, it's you can use a headset. Don't make my mistake and walk away from your base too far. But you can use a headset, landline, cell phone. It doesn't matter to dial into this phone number. Once you're logged into the system, then you just press the start button, and we begin to call on up to three lines on your behalf using your one dial-in phone line. Now, we have different licenses. We have single-line licenses, and we have triple-line licenses. And we sort of recommend to people, if you're starting out and you beat yourself up on the phone prior to using Mojo and there's that reluctance to even prospect, we suggest people sign up with a single line to get their feet wet. And then, like clockwork, 2 weeks into it, they've upgraded. So you're sitting there.
But walk them through the mechanics of it. Yeah, well,
sure.
Take us to the mechanics of it. Yeah, I'm on the $3. I'm not fooling around with the first or the second. I'm going for the full Monty here, okay? How does that work?
So basically, you're on the phone. Our system's dialing on the screen. You're seeing the three people that we're dialing and the phone numbers that we're dialing. We give you a visual, and you can have an audio alert to when someone picks up the phone. We're going to talk about one of our major benefits is that we're copper-based, so I'm going to throw this in. As soon as you get that visual that someone's picked up the phone, you also get that first hello, and you begin to have a conversation with the person. You're done. You're not focused on the technology. You're not focused on anything, but I love how you put out there that you tell everyone to hang their stuff on the wall. We strongly recommend that. You get your objection handlers on the wall. Maybe you've got your script on the wall. And you just go into being what you're doing, what you're there for. You're prospecting, you're pitching. And again, mojo's not in your way. At that point, you're just having the conversation. When you're done with that phone call, there's a couple different ways that call can end. It can be a good outcome, bad outcome, neutral, maybe set up an appointment. However it is you end that phone call, we have what are called last call result buttons on the screen. Use your mouse from your computer, whether a Mac or a PC. And you just identify how that call ended. And perhaps you're going to make some notes first. Maybe you're going to update the record and put in that, maybe Mary's no longer at the home. She's in assisted living, but her son Bob here is the one that's, making all the decisions on the property. You make those notes, you end the phone call, and boom, we have another round of three calls going out, and you're on to the next one.
What happens if, the system is calling three people simultaneously, basically. So what happens if more than one person answers at the same time?
That's a great question. One of the things that confuses people the most is the difference between what we are, which is a power dialer, and what they're probably used to, which is a predictive dialer. Our power dialer only dials three lines at a time at one time. So so to answer your question, if you're on line one with somebody and line two and three keep on dialing out, if someone picks up line two or three, they're going to hear what's called a callback message. And that's a message that's recorded in the user's voice. And it plays right away. There's no delay. And it can be, there's multiple callback messages floating around. There's hundreds of posts on this and all the websites across the
network. Oh, you're not getting off that easy. No. You're not getting off that easy. What's the best callback message?
The best callback message is, hello, hello, there's something wrong with my phone. Let me call you right back.
Thank you.
And, that's it. And we always recommend to throw on the end, if you need to call me back, here's my phone number. But people don't stay on that long. And here's the great thing. When that plays, it's designed to get the person to hang the phone up. You don't lose that opportunity.
Right.
Okay? So what happens is when I'm online, I'm still on line one. This happens in the background. I disposition line one. I apply that last call result button indicating to Mojo that I'm all done with the conversation. We don't dial another three phone calls. We go back, look if there's any callback messages in queue, and call back that person who just heard that message right away.
That's awesome.
So it's like stacking cordwood. Now, one of the things about Mojo that's unique, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Tim, but I want to make this comment about our callback message. We're the only folks with a callback message that is designed to end that phone call. Because if you don't end the phone call, what ends up happening in other systems is you end your first phone call. So the callback message plays on another system, okay? The person picks up the phone. It's not designed for that person to hang up. It's designed to make them wait. It's a waiting game. You're on line one. You disposition line one. All of a sudden, you have dead air on your headset. There's somebody waiting for you to say something. And that puts up a big wall, and it's an indicator that somebody is telemarketing them. And now you have a big barrier in your way from getting a listening appointment. So Mojo's callback message is designed to get them off the phone, don't waste their time, and call them right back.
Well, but at that point, you know that someone's going to answer. So if you call them right back, as soon as you're done with that one, say you set your listing appointment, pre-qualified them, you already know that you have that makes perfect sense. And, I was thinking, I bet you have a lot of new users who think they know better than you do, who like to leave these long-winded messages thinking that somehow that's going to make it so they have to actually make less you know, person-to-person contacts on the phone. Is that something you guys deal with?
Yeah, we hear it all the time. In fact, we've even had people call us and say, what's the most effective voicemail message to drop, and when can I dial during the day where I can expect the least amount of people to pick up?
Exactly. I know. That's what I was thinking. I bet you that would be how. So if you're thinking that, shame on you, because that means you're trying to make it so you don't have to learn sales skills. I mean, that's the bottom line. So Mojo, if I understand correctly, also has some really cool, for those who are wanting to track analytics and statistics and knowing they're this, that, and the other, how much tracking do you guys do for the sake of the client being able to, you know, see if they're improving or not?
Yeah, you know, I think too much. It can get confusing. But, you know, we have multiple reports that break it down. You know, we have reports geared towards teams. We have individual reports. They can tell how many calls they have to make to make this many contacts, and from that many contacts, how many listings they, you know, listing appointments have to go on to set, you know, or to list this many houses. So we really go from a very wide net to a much narrower net in our reports. So
now you have customers obviously all over the country, because we have you know, thousands of coaching clients. We've been referring you guys for years, so I'm sure you guys, you know, have literally clients in every market. Do you have, you aren't prepared for this, so it's okay if you don't have this information, but I would be really curious from your perspective what the average contacts to appointment set are. Do you guys have any sort of, like, read on what, like, if you were to take your, you know, average user versus, say, for example, your best user? Because agents, at the end of the day, everyone's reluctant to make phone calls. There's no doubt about it. I mean, guys, if I had to get back into real estate full time and sell real estate, and I haven't done this now for over, you know, 10 years basically, but I would certainly have a little caller reluctance calling FSBOs and expires, you know, but it's one of those things you just start doing. So if you've never done it before, there's naturally a lot of caller reluctance. But if you can see, if you can benchmark yourself against, like, for example, in our own coaching business, you know, an average user, after they've been with us for about a year, will make 10 contacts instead of listing an appointment, right? But when you're starting, your numbers are going to be a lot, you know, not going to be that great. But I'm curious from your perspective with all your different users, what you guys see.
You know, that's interesting. I can give you some real high-level numbers. I can't give you a percentage of contacts to appointment because, as you just alluded to, you know, there's ability comes into play. Right? So someone's ability to set an appointment is a variable. I can tell you, in most of our data sets, regardless of the vendor, off-market leads, you know, expired, canceled, withdrawn, throw FSBOs in there, you're going to get an answer rate of about 12%. And even that varies time of day.
But David, hold on. That's freaking killer. I mean, if you think about it.
It is killer.
And what other marketing thing you guys are all, some of you guys are so stoned out on doing Facebook ads. I mean, what is your percentage of actually getting, don't tell me about clicks, of actual leads from the number of impressions you're getting. And if you look at that, a 13% contact ratio, that's incredible. I can't think of anything else you can do marketing-wise aside from sitting around the Thanksgiving table with your extended family and asking for real estate leads. It's going to get you a similar result. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, it is. And, you know, one of the pitfalls to this whole system working for a lot of our newer agents is, or I should say a mistake they make, is they start grading themselves and they start looking for the gold nuggets in their data after 2 weeks, after 30 days. And that's not the way to do it.
What do you mean by that?
The way to do it, meaning... So an agent, you know, they're reluctant to sign up for Mojo. It's a sales coach. It's a team leader. It's somebody else's go get Mojo. They try Mojo out. They get through that first phase of that you know, overcoming that reluctance. They get their data into it. They start dialing. They're actually, in my opinion, looking for a reason not to continue to do it. And what they do is they say, oh, hey, look, boss, the proof is in the numbers. Yeah, I called X amount of people. Let's say I called 100 people, I talked to 12 or 13 of them. Of those 12 or 13, I didn't set an appointment.
Right.
And in that selling themselves short, I've got hundreds of accounts of, I hate to use this term, top-producing agents who have told me personally, I am so happy I didn't judge my new prospecting system on the first 30 days. Because now I'm 6 months into it, I'm 3 months into it, And now it's become a system, almost like a manufacturing process.
Well,
you
but
need
Dave,
to tune
what
your... Go ahead.
Yeah, but what you're saying is true, because at the end of the day, what we're talking about is learning skills. That's the reason agents, I think, for the most part, are so attracted to buyers. My wife said this perfectly. She said basically working with buyers is physical labor, right? You have to go out and spend your time and trudge around and show houses and whatnot. Working with sellers is mental labor, meaning you need skills, meaning you'll need to learn your sales craft. You need to become good at overcoming objections. You need to become efficient at, you know, basically being a salesperson. And that's what becoming a really powerful listing agent is all about. You can't become a powerful listing agent without a strong skill set. Now, beyond what David's talking about, you also have to have a pre-listing pack. You also have to listing presentation. Yeah, this means you're going to have to probably, for a lot of you, decide that maybe for the first time since you've had your real estate license, that your natural skills and abilities as a salesperson have kind of come to an end. And if you want to go to the next level and become a really powerful salesperson, you're going to have to adopt a new mindset about your business. You're going to have to approach it like a business person would. And that's the reason I love Mojo, because it really takes a lot of the excuses out of the system, out of the process. David,
that's
you
right.
touched on Mojo leads. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, with we believe there's three basic things an agent needs to be successful. They need the system. How do we become more efficient? And that's where the dialer comes into play. They need a way to contact as many people in the least amount of time, because as a real estate agent, as you know, obviously, their time is very valuable. There's only so many hours in the day. There's a lot to do. So they need to become more efficient. That's where the dialer comes in. They need good data to call on, and they need the know-how. Those are the three things. The thing we were lacking, there's great real estate coaches out there, obviously. You guys are one of them. But what we could offer up to our customers was the third pillar, or the second pillar in the way I just described it, which is the data. So we decided last year that while we had great relationships with other lead vendors who currently post data into Mojo, we felt that there was an opportunity for us to offer more value to our clients, and we came out with more options inside of our Mojo lead store, and we've added for sale by owner leads as well as our new expired data product. In addition to those two lead products, Tim, the one thing that's like synonymous with Mojo is the Mojo lead store. And it's actually what they're referring to when they say that, because I want to point that out, because a lot of agents listening to this call will probably have people say, I use the Mojo lead store, because we changed the name to what it's now known as is the neighborhood search. And what the neighborhood search is, an easy-to-use mapping utility inside of Mojo that customers can subscribe to. And they can actually go into a neighborhood. Let's say it's 123 Main Street. They can pop in the address and puts a pin on a map, and then they can plot more pins around that area. And we're going to collect all of that publicly listed data for them to preview. So they can target a just listed just sold neighborhood by plotting out the pins. Then they can preview the data, and within a blink of an eye, they can create that calling list inside of Mojo. So literally, from going from having no data in their account to prospect on, with the Mojo lead store, within a few minutes, they've all of a sudden got just listed sold data, expired data, for sale by owner data, all inside of their Mojo. So that's
okay. So let me ask some drill down questions.
Please.
You know as well as I do that old expireds are gold. Okay.
That's right.
You know as well as okay. And so how far back can we go? You know what? We're making a stupid assumption here. We need to be clear that Mojo and a lot of the other services that sell expired and for sale by owner leads, they go and do the homework for you guys. So what I'm hearing David describe, and I didn't know a lot about this aspect of Mojo prior to today's radio show, so I'm learning right along with you listeners, is that Mojo now is basically, are you connected to every MLS? I mean, you're getting this data, this expired data from the MLSs, I assume, at some level?
That's correct. And like the majority of the other services out there, we're not in every MLS, but there are very few we're not in.
Okay, so you guys go, we have to walk them through the mechanics of this in case they're not, you know. So you got Mojo goes into the expired service, or goes into the MLS, or the MLS, you know, exports the data to you guys. Then for your clients, you then will pull out, you will find the information as to whether the house has been relisted. You'll find, I'm sure, pull the information about the days in the market, you know, some statistical information. And then you guys then will find phone numbers. And that's the real power of Mojo and a lot of the other expired services, is the fact that they'll then go find the phone numbers, cell phones or otherwise. Am I overstating it here?
No, you're right on the money with that.
Okay, so, you know, users are listening, especially prospecting agents are listening. What percent of the phone numbers, if there's 10 expireds, 20 expireds, what percent of phone numbers are you guys able to get?
58% is the average across all of our expired accounts right now.
Okay,
and,
so 58.
I hate to even throw that number out there, Tim, because it varies per MLS. You know, like in one MLS in Florida, it's much higher. We have a customer in Kansas City, and it's a little bit lower than that. But the industry average on a I could say this: the industry average on a base expired package is around 30 to 38%. We wanted to
regardless
come up with a product. Go ahead.
Well, that's you. And that, are you saying all vendors that supply this type of information for realtors, or just you guys? You're saying industry wide.
I'm saying yeah. So our customer feedback, in talking with other expired companies that post into Mojo, their average per, you know, their hit rate is between 33 and 38% in that ballpark. So
okay,
we wanted to come up with a service that was around, you know, we wanted to get better than half. So that's what we came out with. Now you have these pro services are coming out in the marketplace, and they're saying, hey, we're going to get you up to 60%. I mean, that's the big number that a lot of these same companies are throwing out there for their pro services. So I'm happy with being in the mid-50s to 58% for the majority of our MLSs, because we're charging the rate that these other services are getting for their low-level service. So it's a really good value.
But somebody could also – they could always use the other service to provide the data.
Oh, absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
Use you guys for the technology to make the calls, right?
So, yeah, I mean, and here's where that makes sense. You know, we don't use the same system that all these other companies use. No one really uses the same algorithm. So in some cases, like the Mojo expired service, I'm going to pull a state out of my hat. It's just for an example. Let's say Nevada. We might be weaker in Nevada than, let's say, our good friends over at the Red X. So it would make sense for a user to use the Red X service, the data service. That's the beauty of the Mojo system. Unlike a lot of our competitors, we allow the posting of basically everybody's data into Mojo. You don't have to pick a favorite. Your constant
right.
will be the Mojo dialer. You can shop data services around to make sure you find one that's the best fit.
All right, you said something earlier, too, and I want to drill down on this because it's really important. Better times of the month, better times of the week, and better times of the year to make calls. Anything you could share with the listeners?
That's a good question. You know, the best time of the day is really going to depend on what kind of community you live in. You know, if it's an older community, a lot of our customers have great results calling mid-morning because a lot of the doctor's appointments are set in the morning and they come back from those doctor's appointments for whatever reason. They come back from the coffee shop having breakfast. So that 11 o'clock, that 11 a.m. hour is good if you're, let's say, in an older community.
Retirement community. That's a really,
so,
you know, I never
me,
thought
yes,
of that. That's brilliant. Yeah. So if you're selling in Laguna Niguel or any of these other areas, that's a really good, or lots of Florida, I love it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's actually, the time to call in Southern Florida is 11 a.m. is, you know, the feedback we get in our mastermind group. You know, for everywhere else, call in the morning, call them in the evening. And again, there's that reluctance to call someone around dinner time because they don't want to be called at dinner time. But again, it's about making contacts. You're not making a bunch of phone calls to drop messages. You're making a bunch of phone calls to speak
make
with
contact.
People. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning's
killer. The last
Saturday
day of the
morning.
Month is killer. Yep, Saturday morning's
yep,
killer.
Right.
Last day of the month. First day of the month.
First day of the month.
And you know
what?
And you know any? So this is funny. Every time I say this publicly on our radio show, I literally have coaching clients who don't want their competition knowing what I'm about to say is true. But if you can call during a time of year, which by the way is most of November and December, when it's the end of the month and the beginning of the month, and it's also a holiday, so everybody's home, it is absolutely a flipping gold mine because your competition won't be working, i.e. they won't be getting any other calls. Everybody's going to be home to get everyone's going to be home not knowing their listing expired. So you have all the benefits of the last day, first day, and you get the benefit of increasing contacts because people have the time off from work. So guys, have your head screwed on straight about this. We're in December. We're coming up on 2, maybe 3 weeks where we're going to have this incredibly, and go back and call the old expires. Call back the people that expired in the fall that are saying, oh, I don't want to relist until the spring. Well, Mr. Seller, it's January 1st. Happy New Year. Spring is a couple months from now. We're coming up on what arguably is, and David, argue with me if I'm wrong about this, but we're coming up on what arguably is the best time of year to prospect.
You're absolutely right for a couple of reasons. One, you already stated, no one's, I mean, not the majority of the people that prospect tend to, okay, whew, I've gone through the mud. I'm going to take this last month of the year off, or yep, even the week before Thanksgiving to the closing of the year. And then we have a lot of people right now. We've got social groups that are private that people go in with Mojo and they talk about everything that they're doing. And right now, everybody's setting up first quarter for next year. And this, mm-hmm, is the time to do it, is right now, is, yep, to make those phone calls and line up that business for next year.
You know what's exciting about this? What's exciting about doing this radio show with you this time of year, and I'm not naive. I don't know that – I know for a fact that of all of our listeners, you and I are really only speaking to a minority of them. But I'm excited for the minority of them that are listening, that are actually understanding the ramifications of what we're saying. I mean, really, David, it goes back to that 13% number. Holy cow. I mean, you guys can sit down, set it, and this is not expensive to do, right? I mean, we're going to talk about cost here in a second. If you can get over what's in your head about making these calls and thinking of yourself as a salesperson, this has got to be the most profitable use of your time, full stop. So, David, let's talk about cost.
Sure. So our system is broken up into several parts because, to make sure we meet the needs of everybody. So, from a baseline, we have, and this is really heavily used in team environments, we have a hosted lead management system. So basically, it's the Mojo dialer without the dialer. You can email out of it. You can have leads imported in. We're integrated with other CRMs. And basically, you can subscribe to our lead services. And it's also a great I'm taking a break option for someone that normally power dials all year long. And again, coming in at the end of the year, they decide to take a break, but they don't want to lose any of the data they've accumulated. It's $10 per month. And not to have too much hot wind here, but the other great reason to have our $10 hosted lead management license is Teams, because we allow people to share dialing licenses. So in a team where, they have three or four agents who are going to share the dialing license, it's far less cost form. Once you get past the $10 dialing license, you have your single line dialer, which is $89 per month, unlimited usage. And then you have your triple line dialer, which is $139, unlimited usage. And then we have a variety of data products. I don't know if you want me to go into those, but basically you can get it's a menu price system. You can get what you want. We've got expired leads for $50 per month. They include cell phone numbers and relative information if we can't find the target homeowner, which is huge. That's a premium product without the premium price. We have for sale by owners, aged, and real time. That's $25 per month. And then we have our lead store, which is $25 per month, which is the neighborhood search. I did it to myself, which is that just listed your sold product.
Do you guys charge extra for a data dump of old expireds?
No.
Okay. So there's another big USP for you guys that you didn't mention, by the way, because your competition does. So a lot of our users that are trying to get expireds from some of the other sources, that other source, now you're thinking, damn, we need to be doing that. We can make more money.
Right.
They're charging for old expired, so they'll only give them, like, I think it's 30 days, and if you want the last 6 months, it's a one-time download just for extra money.
So, I gotcha.
Yeah, exactly, which I don't like. I don't think that makes any sense. I mean, anyway, so listen, real estate coaching students, existing Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate University coaching students, this is a no-brainer. You know, it's funny, I was writing down some of the numbers, the prices you were talking about, and I was thinking in the back of my head, what does the average agent pay Zillow right now for buyer leads? It's more than double what you guys charge. Isn't that crazy to think about?
It is, especially when you consider the cost to acquire a lead and for, you know, let's just say just listed your sole prospecting. It's $25 a month. You have access to unlimited amounts of data in your area. Well, it's all over the U.S. and Canada, but, you know, you obviously only want to call on people in your area. And I've got agents. I did a podcast a few years ago with a young woman from Oklahoma. And all the details are on our website and the podcast, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, she was listing 20 homes a month just doing just listed, just sold calls.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I mean, does everyone have those results? No, but again, you know, it's how hard do you want to work at it? How often do you want to do it? How eager are you? How hungry are you? And if you talk about costs, I mean, her costs were very low to acquire a lead. So,
you know, what's ultimately cool about today's radio show, and this is what I tell agents, they request, we didn't run a commercial today, but if we'd run a commercial, it's basically offering agents a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Hey, guys, see how we just snuck in a commercial there? But anyway, so one of the things that, you know, I always get these free coaching call requests, or it goes to one of our other coaches, and they're, you know, I am overwhelmed with all these things I'm supposed to be, you know, I'm in Keller Williams. They're telling me to build a team. I'm, you know, getting solicitations from all these different companies. And by the way, guys, you think you've been getting a lot of solicitations in 2014, wait to the number of phone calls you're going to start getting in 2015. It's going to be insane. Put yourself on the do not call list. But, you know, coach, I'm overwhelmed with all these different people telling me how to do my business, telling me how to da-da-da-da-da. And you know what, guys? The truth is, you know, this will probably make it so we won't get more sponsors to the radio show, but the truth is a vast majority of the stuff out there that's being offered to you guys is complete waste of money. And by complete, I mean literally you'll get zero response. And you won't get zero response because of anything you did. You'll get zero response because it's just a gimmick. That's all it is, a straight-up gimmick. Mojo sells, calling expires, FSBO, centers of influence, all the other, you know, outbound-type work you can do. That is the core spoke that all of you need to have on your, you know, your lead generation wheel. It is the first thing that all of you should learn if you're new in the real estate business. And if you've never learned it, you've been in the real estate business for a long period of time, and you're sick of the ups and downs in your income. And this is the time of year when people really start to take a real hard look at what they, you know, did well in the past 12 months and what they want to do well in the next 12 months. Virtually all of the problems in real estate, all the income problems, all the stress, all comes from the lack of listing inventory. If you guys had 5 listings at all times, 10 listings at all times, if you're in Oklahoma City, maybe it's 30 listings at all times, how many of those listings are just going to sell at MLS when you have them priced right? You know, when Julie and I sold real estate in Columbus, Ohio, we oftentimes, to meet our financial goals, we had to have dozens and dozens of listings. Well, know your market and then work on just put all of your best energies every single day, not on branding, not on your website, not on Facebook ads, those all things can come into play, but put your best energies every single day on going after sellers. Everything comes from a listing. That seller's got to move up. Maybe you sell that listing to your own buyer. Maybe, I mean, you guys, you can rattle off a dozen different ways you can make money off one seller versus a buyer. So the reality of it is, it's the turn of the year. It's an incredible opportunity. We're at the very beginning stages. Listen to some of our past radio interviews with all these other industry leaders. We're at the very beginning stages of what's going to be a long-term 7 to 10 year real estate boom. If you're not experiencing that right now in your business, do something about it. Learn how to prospect. You know, Mojo Sells is the best of breed product out there. Use them. It's a no-brainer. If you need coaching, if you need training, if you need us to help you move the stuff around in your attic, your head, so you can see clearly to the opportunity that what we talked about on today's radio show can be your reality, then ask for a free coaching call. It's simple, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So, David, as we round the bend on today's radio show, anything else you'd like to say to today's listeners?
You know, just our experience with real estate agents and the real estate business has been great. We've loved the exponential growth our business has had in the last 5 years after getting into real estate. And I think the number one parting comment I could make is get on the phone, get past that fear of rejection and hearing no, and sweep that call reluctance, you know, out of your head. Get some coaching calls under your belt. Learn your scripts and just do it. Because, again, in the past 5 years, we have so many success stories of people who are relying on blog posts and Facebook ads and, you know, and tweeting and all the other, passive marketing habits. They've just been blown away. They've been blown away by going after it. So,
yeah, I mean, the one thing you can always, you know, it's funny. I was trying to wrap the show, but you touched on something that's really important. It's funny, these trends, these little magic, you know, these little silver bullet ideas. We had someone on the other day. He was talking about remarketing, you know, with paid search is now the new, you know, trend. And, you know, it's Facebook ads and it's all these other things. Guys, these ideas, they all work when they come out. But the problem is in real estate, they get oversaturated in like 90 days. So there's going to be a new shiny thing in 2015, and I'm going to talk to you guys about it on the radio show, and there might be like 10 of them, and I'm going to tell you, hey, guys, this is working, but it won't work for long because as everyone else starts to do it, it'll become oversaturated. That's the problem with you guys that are so much in the habit of chasing these bright, shiny objects, thinking that is going to be the, you know, cure to all your problems about generating leads. There's one thing. There's only one thing that will put an end to that crazy cycle, and it's literally learning how to go after your own business. It's learning how to be a listing agent. Because then you can let all the other herds of agents and hordes of agents chase all those bright, shiny things, because you'll know every single day, you strap on your headset, you dial up your computer, you wait for someone to answer, you say what you got to say, then you go to the next one. You know, all my top producing coaching students, anyone that's been with our organization for at least a year, has a daily assignment of setting one pre-qualified listing appointment a day. You can get there too. How much better would you feel? Maybe you don't want to have that many listings. Maybe you only want to have 10 listings. Well, then guess what? You can get there as well. Just open up your minds to the fact that a lot of the, you know, the stress and the strain and the frustration that you guys are experiencing in this real estate business is because, as David just said, you're trying to do things passively. Let's set that aside for, you know, you can still do the passive stuff, but let's put all your best energies on the stuff that's going to proactively put you in the position of helping other people and making money. So, David, thank you sincerely for being our guest today, my co-host. Everyone, I'm going to include links to Mojo Sells in the description of today's radio show, so you can click over there so David doesn't have to rattle off, and it's mojosells.com if you're curious. But, you know, we're also going to include links in the descriptions. David, I really appreciate having you on the radio today. I had a lot of fun. Hopefully you did too.
I did too. Thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about Mojo.
Hey, always. And let's have you back, okay? And maybe next time, you know, it would be really cool. I'm asking you to do something that's probably really hard to do. But it would be really cool if you could have some kind of like report about, you know, what the best of breed users do. It would be very fascinating to sort of benchmark, you know, for agents to be able to see, you know, this is what agents in New York are doing, and I'm in New York, versus agents in, you know, as far as contacts to appointments. I don't know how tangible that is for you guys to do, but that would be fun to talk about.
I can get that done.
Cool. All right. When you do, let us know. We'll have you back. In the meantime, everyone, thank you for listening. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.